This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. An attacker fatally knifed several people in a Sydney mall in the beachside suburb of Bondi on Saturday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
According to the police, the assailant was shot by a police officer after he attacked shoppers in the busy Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre. Reese Colmenares, an eyewitness who hid in a hardware store with 20 others, said she saw a baby being taken to an ambulance.
Oh, the mother was terrified. People were coming out and screaming, like, stabbing, stabbing.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb.
We know a little bit about this person, but as I said, we're waiting to confirm his identification. If, in fact, it is the person that we believe it is, then we don't have fears for that person holding an ideation. In other words, that it's not a terrorism incident.
Australia has some of the world's toughest gun and knife laws, and attacks such as the one on Saturday are rare.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. U.S. President Joe Biden shortens a beach weekend to meet with his national security team amid Mideast tensions. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Soon after the White House announced the change of plans Saturday, the Pentagon reported Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had spoken with his Israeli counterpart to discuss urgent regional threats. Amid the Israel-Hamas war, tensions have escalated since a suspected Israeli strike this month on an Iranian consular building in Syria, killing 12 people, including senior Iranian generals. Israel is bracing for a possible Iranian attack, raising concerns about the U.S. being pulled into deeper regional conflict. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours